Welcome, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Call You in the Lounge Podcast Show. Welcome, everyone. I hope everyone is starting the New Year's off right. Okay? Happy Black History Month to all of you who know what Black History Month is about. Okay? I think every month should be Black History Month, White History Month, and Human History Month, because all life matters. And it should be Human Life Month every year. Take care of your brothers and sisters, you know. No matter what color they are, south, north, west, east, take care of your brothers and sisters. Whether they the same skin as yours or a different color of you, or just in, come overseas, wherever country they came from, give them a hug, all right? Just give them a hug and say thank you for being a friend, neighbor, or just a good citizen, all right? Especially the men in blue, the firefighters, and the doctors. If you see them, go to doctors, just give them a hug or shake and say thank you for your service. Especially our men and women overseas, okay? Because this is rough times. Anybody watch the news, this is rough times. And when I say rough times, just watch MSNBC, Fox News, and CNN, or wherever you get your news from, and pay attention to the war, the ugly war overseas. The ugly war overseas. That everybody, some people, is racing and praying about. My opinion, I wish NATO and the United States would just take this man out for once and for all. Just take him out. Our military leaders, Mr. President, the leader of NATO, whatever your name is, just take him out. Maybe this war will be over. Just go in there, just take him out. You know, I hate to say eliminate a human life, but that man in Russia is not human. He's just not human. I don't know the people over in Ukraine, but I can know the difference. Taking children, killing children, women, and people who didn't do nothing to you, and you just destroyed their home, neighbor, and country. They didn't do nothing to you, but you want to come in their country and make them live the way you want them to live. And that's why you don't like the Western world, because the Western world don't bore with that mess. That's slavery. That's forcement. That's just doggone wrong. Because you don't take care of your people. You mad at the Western world because they take care of their people. That's right. The United States take care of their elderly, their disability people, their blind people, and everything. That's why we one of the greatest nations on this planet. Okay? Because the United States take care of those who can't help themselves. Like me. We don't destroy people with disability like they do over Russia and China. I ain't gonna get into North Korea and other countries. I'm just not going to get into that, no. It it just got to be good people in Russia. It just got to be good people in there. And good people that hate this war. And hate Putin. It's got to be a whole bunch of y'all. I don't know why you won't stand up for your rights. The United States did in 1776. We claim our independence. We weren't taken no more. I wasn't even born, but thanks for my ancestors, whoever they was. I know some of them was black. Probably it was the black man who riding in the town saying that the bridges is coming, the bridges are coming. They said it was a white man, probably was a black man running for his life. But this, I just gotta discuss this. No, it's wrong. It's wrong. And NATO and the United States can't do nothing until either something hit one of the NATO countries and Russia do something to one of the NATO countries, or I guess what I heard, that if Putin lose nuclear war bombs to bomb Ukraine, then the United States and NATO somehow get involved. So some kind of contract that you don't supposed to use the nuclear war stuff. But, and you can't believe everything you see and hear on YouTube, because it's just a lot of untruth on YouTube and social media and all. I mean, we definitely got our problems too in 2024. We're going to have a big problem in 2024. And we can't concentrate with overseas, because it's a nasty, ugly bush grows in the rising again, who's trying to come president again. An ugly beast is coming and trying to be president again. And I gotta tell all my Democrats, former Democrats, brothers and sisters, and my brothers of Republicans who don't like Bush, especially the Republicans who don't like President Trump, we gotta stand together as Democrats and Republicans who don't like Trump, and we gotta go out and vote to make sure he don't get in office. And Republicans, I know y'all got more better people than Trump to run for office against Joe Biden. Come on, man. Come on. Donald Trump is your number one candidate. I might as well just dip my hand in a bunch of toilet poop and just smash it in your face and make y'all smell your bull crap. That's some bull. I hope you hear me in Washington, because you just bull. You know what he did for 4 years. He started that COVID-19 and didn't do nothing about it. He started that bird of worms. A woman got killed in Virginia because of rednecks. He started that. He opened a bed of evil worms. And you're going to let this go on again? January the 6th? Remember that? Obama would did that. Y'all would have had him on the ground, had him by the tree, and everything. If he would have done that. And black people would have stormed that Capitol, y'all would have all kinds of machines and tanks. Bull, man. This bull. that's, you know, and you're just spreading the disease because it's spreading out into Gene Roddenberry Star Trek. And the can of worms is coming out in the Star Trek community too. And Star Trek community is supposed to be loved by all race. All race. We're supposed to be a community of race. And it put a spread like cancer. That's what Star Trek is for. The wagon to the stars. Remember? That's how he described Star Trek. That's how it was written. That's what the name was first. Name before they turned it to Star Trek. Changed the name to Star Trek. Wagon Wayne to the stars. And then it came Star Trek. But if there's some evil people out there, and now they pushing all the way over to Star Wars and Star Trek community, and acting like they fans of Star Trek. And some of them is Donald Trump people. And that's, I think that's one of the reasons why Discovery ain't getting nothing. Now, I'm not playing the race game. I don't have no proof of this. But wake up, Star Trek community. This one ain't what Gene Roddenberry wants. He didn't say it's bad track and it's good track. He just created Star Trek. He gave us the original. He gave us the movies. The original movies. And he gave us the Next Generation. He handed the torch over to the young people. Who gave us Deep Space Nine. Voyager. Enterprise. And now the young ones. The ones who did that. Passed the torch over to the people who are doing it today. But y'all beating them down. They probably growed up watching Star Trek. Now they working for. And they writing. Doing the best they can. I'm a writer. Sometimes you just stir at that white piece of paper on the screen. And the words just won't come to you. And when they finally do come to you, sometimes it don't make sense. And then you gotta try to struggle it out to make sense. You know, if anybody is a writer, know what I'm talking about. You're ready to write your next book or strip, screenplay, and all, and you just sit there for hours trying to think of something. This the name of the movie or book. You know, it's a struggle. And once you do get the idea for a name of the title of the book, you have to hurry up and write it down. You know? Hopefully, it makes sense when you start writing. Then once you got the title, that's the when writer's block comes in. And writer's block is just one of the worst things that you can have as a writer. And then finally, when it turns off, you start writing. And then then you get stuck again. it's the way of life, you know? And then when we finish writing the script, we pass it on to the studio. They proved it. Give it a green light. Then they go and deliver them in hell. Then everything goes out to market and start prep, and production starts, filming starts for 6 months, 8 or 12 months, so on and on. And then the movie, the project is finally finished and ready to go to theaters or on streaming service or even on TV. Fans just throw up their hands like, it was easy to just sit down and just write this. So y'all think it's easy to write a Star Trek series or write a Star Wars movie? Be my guest. Go ahead, try it. And see what the other fans, your friends, would think of it if it passed and they go out and make it. Then they don't like it. They ain't gonna be your friends no more because they know you wrote it. And they gonna come to you with this bullcrap. And then you gonna get mad. And then, you know? Well, this is what these people are. You know, these young writers. Picard, Discovery, Lower Decks. They went to college for this. University. And all. They had to be some part of Star Trek in their life. They sister, their brother, uncle, aunt, mom, dad, grandma. Somebody had to like Star Trek. Even they probably like Star Trek. Somebody in their family liked this, the old Star Trek, Next Generation or something. And they honored them by going to be a writer and getting hired to write Star Trek. It's not easy, guys. Especially, you got rules to follow in the storyline. That's really hard. You just can't make up stuff. And the stuff is already made up. Especially Strange New Worlds. Slip up one time in Strange New Worlds, all kinds of fans gonna just, you know, they ain't gonna say the nice things. Just slip up, just miss one thing, one detail. Just one detail. It's okay to make mistakes. We human. I don't care if it's in fantasy, writing, or what. It's okay to make mistakes. Let them make their mistakes. So they can do better in the future. They messed up on Discovery. They know they did. The actors only act what they get. The writers only can think, say, hey, let's go this direction, see what it's worth. And they did. They went to this new direction. And y'all just put them down. So, this is the way the world is, you know? We got an evil, mercenary, I ain't gonna even call him president. I'm just gonna call him the top demon of Satan. He's one of Satan's top demons, evil demons, that's walking the earth. You know? And then we got another guy who's supposed to be leading the free world. Messed up the first time, and we got all these idiots storming the Capitol, you know, putting other people's lives in danger, and then got this idiot, don't do nothing about it. But we had this great president, they just talk and throw them in the toilet and throw them under the bus. And he the one got us out of a lot of stuff. And then you get this idiot, he talks about the last manipulation, I mean the last presidency, like they was nothing. And what he do when COVID-19 come? He go play golf. And you letting this bullcrap piece of garbage back in the White House after this war is going on? And he think President Putin is his friend? And Republicans just gonna sit back and let it happen? Putin is not Trump's friend. He just using Trump. And when he ready to make his move, everybody gonna, all the Republicans gonna have their that manhood in the hand. If they got any. That's if they got any. Look like they don't because they scared of Trump. And same way with Gene Roddenberry's Star Trek. I don't know he will be very disappointed of fans. You know. I think he will be very disappointed of fans. You know. And I think George Lucas is very disappointing of fans too. And Donald Trump is killing America, and Star Trek fans are killing one of the most greatest science fiction shows and movies of all time. You're killing it. Y'all killing it. You know, y'all letting evil people spreading the disease out. And then you blame it on the media. They only reporting what they see. And you got Fox News digging up Donald Trump's butt. So they fake news, you know. And I don't know. This is not the country that I was raised in. This is not the Star Trek and the fans that I like and want to meet at Star Trek conventions. Y'all not, okay? Or Star Wars conventions. Y'all just not. I mean, if you're going to cheer for Strange New Worlds, cheer for Picard, cheer for Discovery, and cheer for the other Star Trek too. Alright. Cheer for all three Star Wars movies too. That Disney gave us. Get those people behind and front of the camera the respect they need. Okay. You get one show respect, then you can get the other show some respect too. Don't show disrespect for one show and disrespect for the other. That's totally wrong. You ain't waiting for the third season of Picard. You just waiting for what they're going to bring next. You glad Picard is gone. Because the way you talked about it the last two seasons, now you're so glad that the third season is here. I'm not buying it. No. Fake fans. Fake. Not real. You killing Star Trek. Remember, Patrick Stewart didn't have to come out and do Star Trek. He's 90 years old. He can go back to Britain and retire. And say, I had my run. He didn't have to go do this. He brought back your favorite characters and gave you a really goodbye. A kiss goodbye. And saying, thank you. The curtains are closed. And you will see these characters in the future. But Captain Picard is closed. These characters are going to spread out. I'm not dishing Seven. She'll make a fine commander. And on to Captain. I'm not dishing and dislike Christopher Pike. The guy who played him and the character is wonderful. But you got to get this other crew some respect too. Because they the one that brought it back. And they the ones that are doing a great job. Each season clamped. Just remember, the original didn't last for 7 years. It was canceled. The original Star Trek was canceled. Okay? Next Generation struggle very bad. Even the movie struggle. That first movie struggle. You want to know the truth? My brother saying they was handing out tickets just to let people go in. I remember that when the Next Generation first movie came out. So, you want to know the facts? Okay, there you go. Do your research. See how much money their first movie made. And then Nemesis. I don't know what kind of comments was on. Excuse me. What's going on when Next Generation did the last movie? I just don't want to know what kind of comments. All I'm saying, guys, you gotta do better, okay? It's here. Maybe they will get a sixth season. Maybe they'll go out in the fifth season with honor. And it's just some fans still love Discovery. And these Strange New World fans is just trying to make everything more tall. And dad, the Discovery fans, to say something. They don't want you to say something. They just want you to make silent and quiet. Don't even talk about that. Alright? And I'm going to talk about it. I'm a Discovery fan. I'm Strange New Worlds fan. And Strange New Worlds is good. It's very good, you know? I mean, but if this is Discovery last season, I'm gone. I'll catch Strange New Worlds and reruns. Once it's off the air, I catch it in reruns. I'm done. You know, you gotta give me something to come back to Star Trek with, and they have to be an African American in charge. Give me something like Michael Burnton and Captain Sisko. Captain Michael Burnton and Captain Benjamin Sisko. Give me a character like that. Make her color of color. Give her own ship. Put it in Picard time. Picard timeline. And make it. No? Okay? But is this going to be Discovery last season? I catch you in reruns, New Strange New Worlds. I'm canceling my subscription. Canceling my subscription of Paramount Plus. Once Discovery do its last episode, and they're only getting 10 episodes of the fifth season. So Paramount, make your decision if you're gonna give a sixth season or not. Because I'm canceling my subscription. I don't need it no more. You know? Don't need it. I want to watch the original Star Trek and Next Generation, Deep Space Nine. Pluto got to start. Give me more Star Trek channel. I just turn on Pluto and watch Deep Space Nine, Next Generation. Classic Star Trek. And original. Go to Pluto. No. I don't need it. I don't. This and Disney, I just watch Star Wars every now and then. I do a Star Wars marathon. Watch the first Star Wars all the way up to the first movie to the ninth, all nine movies. And once a year, I just do a Star Trek marathon. From The Phantom Menace to The Rise of Skywalker. And I enjoy it every year. And Star Wars Day, on May the 20th, I'm going to do it again. I'm going to watch the beginning of Luke, and I'm going to watch Rey. Okay, I don't care where she came from. I don't care her background and all. She's a Skywalker, and that's it. Who cares? She did a good job. On three movies. I mean, 8 was a little up and down, but it was good. It was good. And it's just like Discovery. Discovery was slow dragging in the first, second, and little part of the third seasons. But it picked up. I can pick episodes from the first, second, and third season that I like that had action in it. No, but most people say the fourth season is their best season. And guess what? History repeats itself. The fourth season of The Next Generation was their best season too. And I think the fourth season of Voyager was their best season. I don't know about Deep Space Nine. I think the third season was their best season. It's different seasons of Star Trek that picked up. But I do know the fourth season of The Next Generation, my opinion, picked up real well. And it just picked up. You know? And too much about Deep Space Nine, I don't know how, where they picked up. But I do know fans didn't like it at first. Oh, it's a show going nowhere. It's a space station. It's this. It's that. It's that. Woo. Oh. But now, it's the most loved Star Trek ever. Look. The most loved Star Trek ever. Hopefully, Discovery will be that too. To me, it's already that. And Strange New Worlds gotta show me. Just like Discovery had to show the other fans and spread rumors. They tearing down the set the second season. Oh, they tearing down the set the third season. Oh, we ain't gonna get no second and third season. They tearing down the set. Oh, we ain't gonna get no fourth season. They tearing down the set. It's not going to make a fifth season. They turn down the set. What we get? We get Sneaker Melvin Green on Twitter saying that we going to get a fourth season. I remember that. I got a tweet. And look at it. I was like, what? They going to do a fourth season? This look good. This means they might go get a fifth season. And my wish, God answered my prayer. He answered my prayer. So I hope that he answered my prayer. Just let Paramount give it one more push. 10 more episodes. Giving it 10 episodes for the fifth. 10 more. Or the 10 more. Or the 11, 12 more. 12 more episodes. Because I want it. Goodbye. We can't get 7. Just give us one more. One more. I got to see my favorite female captain on screen one more time. Because the fifth season going to go past fast. 10 episodes. That going to go fast. I just gotta see my favorite captain on screen one more time. Just one more time, you know. And Sneaker Mac, Sneaker, I hope I'm saying your name right. Sneaker Mountain Green, Miss Green, I'm just calling you Miss Green. I just hope that you praying too, okay? And I hope before y'all start your day, before all of y'all at Star Trek Discovery crew and cast start your day, y'all get together and pray. Pray to the highest man, okay? Just pray to the highest man. Don't leave it in man. Leave it in God, okay? I know it's early in the morning, but that's the best time where he gonna hear you sometimes early in the morning. Gather all your cast and crew people, put them in one circle, and just pray, okay? And ask him for his sixth season. Because he's overpower of Paramount executives. He's more higher than them, okay? He can change, he got the power to change their mind. If you know what I'm talking about. So anybody from the camp of Discovery hearing this, get the crew and cast together. Pray every day. Okay? Y'all might be a sixth season you're not telling us about. Might already be a sixth season. My prayer might already came true. But and I hope Strange New Worlds make it to the fourth and fifth season too, you know. And I just hope they do well. But like I said, I'm gonna get a fifth season of Star Trek Discovery. I'm gone. I think a lot of Discovery fans are probably going to be gone too. I mean, yeah. It's not popular you think it is. They just overpopulated. Make it look like it's popular. It's not. It's not. I can say a lot of reasons why it's not. But everybody gonna think that I hate it. But I don't. And you can talk about Discovery like it's dirt. So I'm gonna talk about Strange New Worlds. Like I see it. It's the fifth low-rate Star Trek, you know. 3 stars for me. 3.5 stars for me. You know. Picard did better in Strange New Worlds in his first season. I watched that more, and I watched the first season of Strange New Worlds. But maybe it will pick up. Maybe it will pick up in the second season. Get better. Get a little better. And then pick up more in the third season. And if it get a fourth or fifth season, who knows? Who knows what Paramount going to do with Star Trek too? Been a lot of rumors that Star Trek might be sell. And they're cutting back at Paramount, so we don't know. We don't know the future of Star Trek. Because the movies, you're supposed to be getting a movie, and no movie yet. I'm just hoping they do Star Trek just like they do the Marvel Comics series. Bring back every characters, all the characters, including Deep Space Nine, Voyager, and The Next Generation. If they do a movie, hope they do like maybe 3 or 4 movies back to back and get all the characters in. And and just put sections 31 in there too, and then bring back Discovery and put them in there too. You know, put them all in there, just like they did the Marvel Comics, the Adventures. I think fans will be a good story. Got to be a good storyline too, because the Adventures had a good storyline. They just brought back all the characters and just gave them, just let them fight, you know. And if they, the board or the Dominion is the top villains of that, and if they join allies, the Dominion and board join allies, then that will be a great storyline to bring Voyager, Deep Space Nine, and Next Generation into the big picture, the big screen, with a movie. And it'll be Deep Space Nine fans will finally get their favorite characters on the big screen. It'll be their first movie, the characters of Deep Space Nine, their first movie. So, I don't know. I don't know, guys, because the real world is in trouble, and the fantasy world is in trouble. The two most famous fantasy worlds is in trouble. Those two universes are in trouble, and the real world is in trouble. Know what I mean? And for the real world to be in trouble, that means the two fantasy worlds, Star Wars and Star Trek, gonna be in more trouble. And Star Wars and Star Trek is just not American TV or American movie. It's loved by people all over the world, and including Russia. No? I mean, and loved by people all over the world. Everybody know Darth Vader. You go overseas, they know Darth Vader. No, go in China, they know Darth Vader. Don't think they don't. People overseas do know these franchise movies, and they make money overseas. Probably make more money overseas than they do here in the States. I don't know the ranks and all that. What's the money they bring in, or how many tickets they sell. But I know it's high. It's up there. It's up. It's past the United States bar. Sale bar. Now this picture, the sale bar for the Star Wars movies and Star Trek movies, here, it's little. Now picture it overseas, it's real high. You know. Now China, maybe some places in China, like Tokyo and all that. Yeah, but Beijing, and maybe not too proper in Beijing. Tokyo and the other country. I know it's real famous in Japan. Japan and Chinese, the Japanese, they love it. But it's a little mix over there, I think, in China. And maybe parts of Russia. Like St. Paul and one of the Russia cities that we can go tour, St. Paul. That's one of the famous cities in Russia, the one that I know. But the news, I don't watch the news that much. It's just bad, you know. And trying to catch it, you know, is. It's scary, man. It's the scary stuff that you see on YouTube
about the war. It's just unreal, man. It's just unreal. And I'm just trying to find new content to talk about on YouTube and just talk about generally. And also this
GTA. Everybody know what GTA is, right? You know what Grand Theft Auto, the most popular, most famous video game ever. And y'all know what it is, right? 6. Everybody is waiting for Grand Theft Auto 6. And just like Star Wars or Star Trek, this video game is popular. Just like that. If you put Star Wars and Star Trek and Grand Theft Auto overseas, here in the United States, it would be just the same. The bars would be almost just the same. Probably overseas more popular. But I think Grand Theft Auto 6 is going to be one of the most popular, most famous, most hit video game ever, ever, ever. It's going to be like James Cameron's Blue People. Y'all remember the Blue People, right? Amazon. It's going to be just like that. The movie that beat Star Wars. Supposed to be. And that's what this video game gonna be. And I can't say no more about it, you know. But I really think Grand Theft Auto 6 is gonna pass movies. It's gonna beat even movies. I predict Take-Two and Rockstar. It's going to make more than $9.9 billion. They're going to make more than that. It's probably going to make more than Amazon and Microsoft put together. They're going to go past those two companies. I just got a feeling. They're going to go past those two companies. They're going to be up there in rank in video games. This game is going to be, I might be wrong, but you're really going to see what's going to happen in this game. No. Let's see what they saying about Grand Theft Auto 6. Okay. Gotta do another tape, people. So, gotta make this fast.
the GTA series, in my opinion, is how well Rockstar is able to portray the narrative of the world and how they're able to make fun of modern pop culture while also making a game that is realistic and entertaining. This is truly an art form that only Rockstar has been able to perfect over the years, and the difficult thing about this art form is because the game is based in current reality, it's very difficult to adapt to changes that are happening in the real world.
Somebody say it on the comment, right here on Mr. Boss, saying if the GTA is taking so long, GTA 6 is taking so long, because GTA Online is making them so much money and enough story. That is so true. That's why GTA 6 is taking so long. And because Rockstar and Take-Two is making so much money on GTA Online. That's true. That's a true statement right there. That's right.
This will help improve performance as well as reduce the possibility of glitches and bugs, which all around is really good to see. So with GTA 6, Rockstar essentially needs to deliver a perfect story mode experience and, in addition, a perfect online experience as well. With GTA 5, Rockstar was mainly focused on single player and the story mode, and online was kind of a secondary thing, but with GTA 6, both are at the utmost importance. Now, according to Strauss Zelnick, Rockstar is planning to surpass all player expectations, which, in my opinion, is a pretty bold thing to say, considering that GTA 6
well,
is by far the most...
We know about the little bit of the GTA 6.
Now, every game...
And that's all he's saying, is just saying that GTA 6 is taking so long because... They never expect the GTA 5 online to do so well, so on and so on. And some fans saying it's taking so long, GTA 5 online is making them money. And that's why one of the reasons why it's taking so long. The other reason is they didn't know this game was going to do so well. GTA 5 and GTA 5 Online didn't know it was going to do so well. So Take-Two and Rockstar executives, the game people who made the game, they ain't had no idea this game was going to last that long. But things is just real strange in the world, man. It's just strange in the world. And that's the it for the day. I say my opinion about Discovery and the world as it is, including Putin and all. And I just hope that everybody else just think about it and just keep close attention to what's going on. If you just peek in now and then, whether it's world news, national news, or international news. Just peek in every now and then and see where this war is at. And those Christians and everybody, just say a prayer. And again, cast and crew of Discovery, I love you. I really do. I'm hoping that y'all get a sixth season. Y'all did it from day one, first season, to day last, it would be the fifth or sixth, last season. Y'all did a great job. Writers, you did a great job. Actors, you did a great job. Producers, elected producers of Discovery, thank you for bringing back Star Trek. Thank you so much. Some of the other fans, just so stubborn and so blind. But thank you for only bringing back a Star Trek, but bringing back a black female, African-American female, as captain. Because she's doing a super fan job. Super job. As I'm the only fan to say so, thank you, Miss Green. Thank you for making Captain Michael Burton come alive. Thank you. She's one of the greatest captains ever in Star Trek. Thank you. And I'm going to close on that one. God bless you, Miss Green, and cast of Star Discovery, cast and crew, executives, writers. God bless you very much. This is Corey Whitlock Podcast Show. Live long and prosper. And may the force of God be with you always. And Ashley, and we love you too. Good night.